Hello, good morning. I'm Ryan and today I will talk about the segregation. In first, what's the segregation? The segregation is a period between 1870 and 1964, when black people were separated from white people after the defeat of the Civil War. They were separated in public places like cinemas, buses, restaurants and schools. For example, colored people were at the back of the bus and white at the front, because if there is an accident, they can leave faster. Of course, black places were worse than white places. In second, people who were for the segregation. The KKK is an acronym for Ku Klux Klan, which is a sect mainly composed of white men in teenies in the south of the USA. The goal of this sect is the restoration of the white supremacy. They start the 21st or 25th of December in 1865 and were stopped two times, one in 1870 and another time in 1928. Restart in 1950 and now they become neo-Nazi and stop being violent. But in the past, they killed black people, Jewish immigrants and communists. The most terrifying part is they act. They did rapes, murders, hangings and fires. In third, finally, there are people who resisted the segregation. The first person who resisted against the segregation was Claudette Colvin, who resisted 9 months before Rosa Parks. They were black women. They refused to give up their seat to white people on the bus. There was also Martin Luther King, who was a Christian, a Baptist pastor, and famous for his speech, "I Have a Dream." On the contrary, there was Malcolm X, who was a Muslim and violent activist, who encouraged black people to fight. There also is Ruby Bridge, who was the first girl who entered an all-white school when she was a little girl. Of course, there are more people who resisted during the segregation. Popular or not, they raised awareness and made people's mentality evolve on the subject, thus changing the laws. Thanks a lot for listening to me.